Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
A very passionate tenor sax cat with over two decades in New York City in that jazz world they have. That was Lawrence Clark with the 2019 tune Freedom from the CD Inner Visions. So he grew up in Camden, New Jersey, a neighboring city of Philadelphia, and he came from a non-musical family. He took a liking to music at a very early age and began playing the alto and baritone saxophones. In middle school and high school, he worked his way into the concert, band, scene, and jazz ensembles. From there, he went on to the Berklee College of Music, a step in the right direction, and he began his love affair with the tenor sax. Over the years, he's played with brilliant cats like Jeremy Pelt, Orrin Evans, Azar Lawrence, Billy Hard, Billy Drummond, Rashid Ali, and so many others, traveling through the United States, Europe, Asia, and Africa to all kinds of venues, clubs, and festivals. But New York is home these days, and we caught up with the great Lawrence Clark, and he talked about the city.
And when I got to New York, and I went to a few of the local jam sessions and stuff, I realized that I need to dig a bit deeper and practice harder and just continue to learn, because up here is the mecca of the jazz, you know? So many wonderful, great musicians.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town proud of a very rich heritage ourselves here in this August 2019 heat swelled. It's hot out there, isn't it?
Yeah, as of this recording, I think it's getting to everybody.
Yes, it is.
You know the old thing, I shot an arrow into the air. It's stuck.
It's still up there.
It's not just the heat, it's the humidity.
Yeah.
So we're sounding a little throaty or sort of beside ourselves. Well, there's actually four of us in here, so.
That's right. We are. We're squeezing our little doppelgangers next to each other. Oh, man. And we are celebrating this month in Kansas City, Charlie Bird Parker, and we've done it for years and years and years. We're here in Kansas City, Missouri, letting you fly away on our little jazz spaceship here. So Lawrence had some time with the legendary drummer Rashid Ali, as I mentioned already. And as we get into the tune, Flight 643, man, that's thematical, isn't it?
Yeah.
Off his quintet CD called Judgment Day Volume 2, circa 2006. Have a listen to Lawrence explain.
Wow, Rashid. Wow. That was like an incredible experience, because he played with John Coltrane, mm-hmm. you know, and I was always amazed by that. You know, it's like, I feel like when you get a chance to play with, you know, some of the older musicians, you can kind of absorb a little bit of the energy that they probably got, you know, like he played with Coltrane, he got a bit of Coltrane's energy. And Rashid was hardcore. I don't know if many people knew that. He was really hardcore. We'll be right back. is Lawrence Clark, tenor saxophonist living up in New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was the legendary drummer Jimmy Cobb, a friend of the show, cat we interviewed. Man, he's still at it after all of these years, after that iconic 1959 album, Kind of Blue. Man, he is still banging those skins.
I guess so. Some of us just keeping on, kind of like you and I in the studio here.
You know, the one thing that was great about Jimmy was when I asked him about that album, he was like, literally, kind of like, we had no idea what we were doing. We just walked in, Miles is up there as the band leader, and it worked.
Yes, you're keeping yourself warm playing all them hot licks, Jerry Reed used to say. Sometimes it just happens.
That's it. Magic.
That's all it is.
Yep.
Happens here in my studio sometimes.
All the time.
And this is a different kind of canvas, but not so really.
No.
I'll be sitting in here and, you know, doing the mix and the match of the shows, and all of a sudden I realize, actually it was my wife, it sometimes realized listening to my show off when it's being played over some radio station, I think I understand why you did that.
Yeah, right.
And then I go, why did I do that? and then she'll explain. I'll go, okay, yeah, I guess that works.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, isn't
I
it?
Guess.
Man alive. That was my elbow. So that was the tune off the 2019 album, I Dig of You, called Full House. It's a great album. And so in the very beginning, Jimmy played with Earl Bostick at the age of 21, and he's been at it every since. He even teamed up with the great Harold Maidburn, guitarist Peter Bernstein, and the bassist John Weber, and it's another gem from Jimmy. From New York City-based vocalist Lisa Gary, we just did our second interview with this talented singer gearing up for a drop of her long-awaited album, Going Your Way, on Friday, August 23rd, 2019. It's a collective of originals and covers that bridge the gap between jazz and pop. She's really good at doing it, and the song happens to be Perfect World. And we caught up with her. This is what she had to say about the album.
I'm so beyond excited. So it's been a few years in the making. I started off with my mentor, Lisa Loff. I brought him all of the ideas and concepts, and he brought me to Rob Malinzi. He's an incredible producer and arranger. Unfortunately, devastatingly, Lou passed away shortly after making this record, and it has taken a while to regain the strength to release it on my own, but I am proud to say that it's finally coming out.
Life would be different in my perfect world. People would want just enough to live. No billionaires in my perfect world. And those who have would know how to give. Time again, we have heard them say that they know how to save the day. Still, when I look in your eyes, only pain I see. Give her up to me. Oh, it would be different in my perfect world. Nobody fighting over who God is. No need for nations in my perfect world. Would be here, and you'd hold me tight.
My name is Lisa Gary. I'm a jazz and pop singer from New York. My album, Going Your Way, is dropping this Friday, August 23rd. So please take a listen.
Thank you.
That was the jazz singer Leonisa Artizone with the 2019 tune, This I Dig of You, off her long-awaited quartet CD. Man, there's a lot of long-awaited albums on this episode here.
I've been noticing that. So all coming down the pike all at once,
that's
man.
Right. Yeah, that's good. We can fill that cup up here.
I'm going to say, have your basket ready.
That's right. So she was raised by Italian opera lovers and started studying music at 4. First piano and voice, then violin at 8. In the oboe in high school. In her 20s, she found jazz. And while music was her deep love, her curiosity for life took her on explorations and learning. She's also a minister. She took a 10-year hiatus. She's back, and she's better than ever. From the famed flugelhorn player, trumpeter, and composer Chuck Mangione, we go next. And this is a part of Leonisa's world with the 1973 tune Love Bug Boogie as the backdrop. Have a listen to her explain.
Chuck Mangione's Land of Make-Believe was like a life-changing experience for me. And I mostly, the vocalist on that, I'm blanking on her name right now, just blew me away. And the meaning of the song and how long the song went on and how danceable it was and how joyful it was. And that was a staple in our house for like cleaning. We would put on that and everyone would dance and we'd all sing along. And so that started it.
Ha ha!
Leonisa Artizone, jazz vocalist from Rosendale, New York, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with the fabulous Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the powerful New York jazz group, Verve Jazz Ensemble, with the title track off their newest 2019 CD, Night Mode. So they expanded from a quintet in recent times to the core of their outfit, which is drummer Josh Feldstein, tenor saxophonist John Blanc, trumpeter Tatum Greenblatt, pianist Steve Einerson, and bassist Elias Bailey. And they recently added a rising young alto cat and flautist named Alexa Tarantino, and the great trombonist Willie Applewhite. Man, what a great handle.
Yeah.
So I caught up with Josh here at the show to talk about his latest album, the group's latest album. I love this cat and I love this band. This is what he had to say.
And it gives the band the ability to move with a very broad palette of variety. Because I tell you the truth, I listen to music, and the one thing that I find challenging is when the second track sounds like the first track, and the third track sounds like the second track. And by the time you get to the second or third track, you've lost interest in the music because your ear gets tired. You really get a tired ear. So one of the things that I've always enjoyed doing is creating a wide palette of variation of sound.
So coming your way next is a Kansas City original pairing, and it's very alluring. From the sextet led by the bassist Robert Castillo, formed in the fall of 2015 up in Portland, full of jazz, funk, soul, and dance. They're here in Kansas City. They team up with the local poet, Jen Harris. This is the 2019 tune, Moving On, as we do the same around here on Neon Jazz.
Fragrance to newborn depression, a scent on the wind that sparks the hint of a memory you dread but cannot place. It's disorienting, like being haunted, being hunted, being hated by everyone. Even when everyone is telling you they love you, you are completely alone. Every moment you don't want to be, and every moment you are praying for a phone call you can't answer. Lost your voice, lost in the abyss, losing time, lost in something you don't want to claim but can't ignore. Sometimes you catch a glimmer of happiness and try to live in that millisecond for the rest of your life, just to feel the slightest warmth again, but the deep freeze of this hostile takeover overwhelms the mirage of your memory, and you recall the vanity of being so unsatisfied in everyday occurrences. Seems now like everyone else is always smiling, laughing at jokes, but you can't feel the anticipatory thrill of a punchline, only punches that knock the wind out of you in random places like breakfast or birthday parties. You're subjected to wondering if you've shared years with many people who never really loved you. Of their absence fills the cathedral of your broken state like a tsunami, an unpredictable blindsiding, a rapid disintegration into a state of being where the avalanche slows but never stops, a period where you can't fake it no matter how much you want to, an occasion where you can't bench press the weight of anxiety, your confidence suffering, sustaining significant damage, the cruel unpacking in which misery makes a home in you, recovering. Feels impossible, like forgiveness, like forgetting, like living. of an exit is yours. You, who is weary from struggling to survive, had the sense to wait for the strongest second wind to set sail for healing shores. Throw yourself into escaping. You can make it out alive. Freedom, that when you throw your defenses to the wind, be sure they're not being blown directly into the hands of your enemies. Trust should never be hard to earn, but nearly impossible to regain. You fill every cavernous impact of your perilous journey with tea leaves and therapy sessions, long phone calls and eyelashes dripping with laughter tears. Watch the disaster relief team find you on the border of catastrophe and carry you to safety because you had just enough strength left to raise a white flag and light a flare. All attempts to revisit the past for more than a brief lingering are futile. You will not be able to revive what once was. And anyone who dares say, "I told you so," in the reflection of your wreckage, does not understand the wild abandon of actually believing life can be better, even when it is impossibly the worst. Not all of us were meant to be cowboys, I suppose. It takes a brave soul to ride without spurs, but you did, and you'll do it again if you have to. For the guts, for the glory, for those many days when nothing has ever been so perfect. You've come full circle and choose the road not taken. All familiar paths are washed out, and besides, the treachery is too familiar to be a challenge.
It'd be just another year wasted in dedication to survival. This is the year you take everything personally and demand a satisfactory answer for all those dark dilemmas that held you hostage. Now, you heal. Now, the pain fades. And eventually, this will feel like staring into the fog. You forgive. You forget. You live.
Again, that was Kansas City's very own The Sextet with poet Jen Harris. Moving on, and we're going to do the same. And finally, we're going to stick with a loose theme from the top of the hour. Rashid Ali played exclusively with John Coltrane for a while. So let's get into the mighty John Coltrane with You Say You Care, and we sure do, kids. So it's with
I can feel the love in the room.
So it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that always cares and always feels the love, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
I just care so much.
Oh, man.
Amen.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. Show us some love. Yeah. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, kids. Enjoy the music. Until next time. I did it backwards.
Neon Jazz.